This is the November 18th meeting of the PMB Programming Committee. I'll ask Nancy Saibara-Naratomi to call the roll.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Nancy Saibara-Naratomi, present. Alex Steinberg. Alex? Alex? Okay. Bernard White. Bernard White. Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo.
Yes, with death in the family.
Okay, oh, that's right. Michael Novicks.
Here.
Okay. Margie Murray. Is Tony Norman on?
Tony Norman has missed three meetings, so even if he wanted to be on, he's off.
Okay.
Did he get proper notification of the meeting?
You know, I don't know. He's on the list that is on KPFTX, and I presume that the notifications go out to everybody on that list. Is that correct? Otis, are you still here? Otis is not still here. But I believe that's correct. Right. Talking to him, is he actually interested in being on the committee?
You know, George, I can't tell you, and frankly, I forgot again to ask him. I will say this. I don't know.
Okay.
He was supposed to be a member of the LSB programming committee, but he never came to a meeting. And so I imagine this is probably a similar thing. Maybe he had intentions in the beginning of the year, but you know, things happen, and frankly, I forgot to ask him again because we have a whole lot of other, we have a big controversy going on at the station, and so, you know, it just totally passed my mind.
Okay. Five people, which is quorum, and so we'll begin the meeting. The agenda is the same as it was last time. We have three items on the agenda, the first of which is the draft motion establishing program councils by the PNB. The second is evaluating national programming, and the third is special events national programming. And is there anything anyone wants to actually, Rodrigo added one to it.
Yeah.
Which do you recall what it was, Michael? I'm still trying to bring up my
PNB passed a resolution on additional Spanish language programming on all five stations, and I believe that we were tasked with following up to find out what the ED and the GMs were doing about that.
Right. Okay. So that's the item four on the agenda. Is there anything else to add to the agenda? Okay. Hearing nothing, then let's get back to the draft motion, which we're submitting to the PNB for them to establish program councils. Welcome, Bernard. I just spoke with Arlene. I'd sent her an email about 10 days ago asking to her to forward that to the PDs, and she's been engaged in various legal battles and didn't get around to it. She has promised me that she will forward the draft that she had. We may want to change it depending on what you want to do tonight, to the program directors who she's meeting with on Tuesday. So we don't have a response from the program directors about the draft that we've got so far. So I'll just sort of take suggestions as to where we want to go from here. Do we want to finalize a draft and let the PDs respond to it after that, or just work some more on the draft and send them what we've got, still calling it a draft, or take what we've got and just forward it to them now? But what's your sense of that? I'd just like to hear from people what they want to do.
George?
Yeah. Benito?
I think, number one, it would be helpful if you or someone could read the draft that we finished off with last time to start off with. But also, Bernard, I think you were going to, well, you come up with, I don't know, certain suggestions or something, and we might want to start by listening to whatever Bernard wanted to add, and then take it from there.
Let's see what we have first.
Okay. Any other thoughts about this? So we'll definitely, maybe we should begin by reading what we've got before we decide where we go from here. Michael, I'm still struggling to get it up. Can you read it from the Yahoo group?
Hang on a second. I have it on my Gmail. I couldn't get it off the Yahoo group, but I have it here. Hang on a second. The PNB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees at each station. The composition of the committee shall consist of one-third staff selected by an STV election, one-third members of the LSB also selected by an STV election, and one-third listeners approved jointly by a majority of the LSB and the program director by a procedure satisfactory to both. Terms shall be for 2 years. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, recommend changes to schedules, vet new programs, and provide for adjudication of issues arising between volunteer programmers and management. I think we changed some of that language, but I don't have that. They will set their own agendas in these regards. Program directors will serve as ex officio members of the program councils, which are charged with making recommendations to the program director. If the program director declines to act on such recommendations, he or she shall report his or her reasons and respond to dialogue on the issues from the council. Such dialogue will be made widely available to the listeners if consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council. The council can overrule the PD with a vote of two-thirds of its members. All meetings of the program council will be in public session, with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws. The council shall determine by majority vote whether any given meeting must be held as an executive session. Now, all of that is from before our last meeting, and I think we actually made changes in it at our last meeting, but I don't have those. Any minutes?
From our last meeting, there were some changes, and I'm not sure whether I got them into the Yahoo group or not. I know I sent them out to you all through the Yahoo group. Did you get the mail from there?
Yes, I just opened that from the Yahoo group. Let me see.
Okay. That's the last word.
From November 2nd, okay. I sent you, in relation to a discussion that we had, the following. The program director shall provide an orientation and training to the members of the program council on generally accepted standards of air quality and the art and science of putting a programming grid together. Program council members have the reciprocal responsibility to educate themselves on these matters and to learn more about what goes into radio production and programming from the programming and production staff. And I think there were a number of changes in what I sent to you all.
Apparently I did not, but it was included in what I sent to Arlene to be forwarded to the program directors. But let me see if I, give me a minute here to see if I can bring up the exact thing that I sent out. I think I have a way to get it. Okay, I got it. This one was November 6th.
George, could you send it to me separate from the
Yahoo
group?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
So I'm sorry, you're sending out a revision.
Yeah, let me send it out to everybody.
I know that we changed some of the language about volunteers and a couple of other things. Did we ever get minutes from that last meeting? Or?
I'm sorry. No, I didn't. I didn't write them yet. I'm sorry. Looking for them.
Okay, good. Just another moment. Okay, so I've got it up and it will be out in just a moment. While I'm waiting for my machine to sort of settle down, and there is another phrase in there. It says program directors will serve as non-voting ex officio members of the program councils. The program director shall provide an orientation and training to the members of the program council on generally accepted standards of air quality and the art and science of putting a program grid together. Program.
Hello? Hello?
George?
Yeah,
I'm here.
George?
You can still hear me, can't you?
You went out for a while.
You said the program director does in-service, and then you said the
Program council members have the reciprocal responsibility to educate themselves in these matters and to learn more about what goes on.
Huh? Wow. No.
They're dropping out.
I am. I think it's just that I turn my head. I'm doing this on a speakerphone because nothing else works.
Program council has responsibility. What did you say?
Program council members have the reciprocal responsibility to educate themselves on these matters and to learn more about what goes into radio production and programming from the programming and production staff. I think the rest is the same as what my...
George? George?
I read it. I'm speaking right into this speakerphone. Am I going in and out?
Yes.
I am? Oh,
yes.
Dear. I'm going to move to a completely different phone. It's going to take me a minute. Let me send you this first. Okay. So the addition is actually in heavier type. Did you hear that? No.
Yes. You said the addition is in heavier type.
Okay. Let me try just talking directly into this thing, maybe, because... I just sent it out. Should be in your box momentarily. Shall I read it again, the whole thing, or shall we go on and decide what we want to do? Shall I read it again, the whole thing, or should we just go on and decide what we want to do with it?
Yes, please.
Yes, read it?
Yes.
Okay. So... this is a little bit tricky. The PMD directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees at each statement, at each station. So that's, we sort of agreed on that. The composition of the committee shall consist of one-third staff selected by STV election, one-third members of the LSB, all selected by an STV election, and one-third listeners approved jointly by the LSB and the program director by a procedure satisfactory to both. Terms will be for 2 years. We had some controversy about that, some disagreement about the selection, not the terms. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, including for compliance with the mission, vet new programs, and recommend changes to schedules. They shall provide for adjudication of issues arising between staff and management where no other means of doing so exists. They will set their own agendas in these regards. Program directors will serve as non-voting ex officio members of the program councils. The program director shall provide an orientation and training to the members of the program council on generally accepted standards of putting a programming grid together. Program council members have the reciprocal responsibility to educate themselves on these matters and to learn more about what goes into radio production and programming from the programming and production staff. The programming councils are charged with making recommendations to the program director. If the program director declines to act on such recommendations, he or she shall report his or her reasons and respond to dialogue on the issue from the council. Such dialogue shall be made widely available to the listeners. If consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council can overrule the PD with a vote of two-thirds of its members. I think there was some controversy about that. All meetings of the program council will be in public session with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws. The council shall determine by majority the meeting must be held as an executive
George,
session.
You're breaking up.
The council shall determine by majority vote whether any given meeting must be held as an executive session. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. I think if I speak directly into the thing, it seems to work. So that's where we're at. What further thoughts on what you'd like to do tonight? From anybody?
There was one about the override, two-thirds override of the PD. There was, I think Michael had suggested that a different committee be made to negotiate some disagreement. Is that right, Michael?
Well, let's if we want to make changes, let's make the changes that we want to make.
Okay. All right.
Bernard. There's a piece of information you didn't get because you came back late.
Okay.
You came in a little late. I had sent Arlene this draft and asked her to circulate it to the program directors about 10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
She didn't do that. She's been involved with legal battles for some time. She has promised to bring it forth to the program directors meeting that she's having with them this coming Tuesday. So then the question is, what do we want to do tonight? Do we want to forward this as it stands? Do we want to work on this and forward something, a revised version to the program directors? Do we want to work on this and send it directly to the PNB? And I'd like your take, all of your takes, on how we should proceed.
Okay, George.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought we had agreed to let Bernard. Respond, and then maybe we could go at it again or something. But I would suggest that just remembering that we said we were trying to get something out by the or something finalized before the end of the year. So with that in mind, whatever comes out of this evening's meeting, I think needs to go to the PMB we need to finalize it tonight and then send it to the next level.
Okay. Any other thoughts about that?
That's cool.
Well, the purpose of talking to the executive director was to try to get program director input before we finalized it, so I'm a little concerned about that.
That's true.
I can tell you what she said to me about that. I asked her how she felt about it, and she was, shall I do that? I mean, secondhand, but it's the best we got at the moment. So she was supportive of having program councils at all the stations.
George, can you repeat that phrase? She was what?
She was supportive of having program councils at all the stations.
Good.
She also felt that the program directors and general management should have the last word. So I presume she'd be opposed to our having in the provision to overrule the PD with a vote of 2/3 of the members. However, it's the PMB's call on those kinds of things. And so, that's the information I've got.
George? That's the information what? George?
That's the information I have.
Okay. Well, that part where you put that we would go on the air and explain things when there's a disagreement, that's good because it puts the responsibility on the listeners. And it's a diffused fight. I mean, it's not like a fight.
Oh. Nancy or someone, can you clarify the last part? I didn't get that. I guess I didn't pick that up before. That if there's a dispute, we would go on the air?
Isn't that what you said, George?
No.
No? I'm sorry.
It says
widely available to the listeners, something like that.
Made widely available to the listeners.
Happened would be widely reported to the listeners. Okay.
Or it could be done in any way that people want to, but the clear intention is to have this discussion in front of any interested listeners.
Okay.
So anyway, Benito was suggesting we go ahead and revise this and send it to the PNB. They would then get a report back from the program directors, presumably, about what they thought about it to them. Is there any disagreement about that? Shall we just go ahead and do that?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Benito's suggestion was that we do whatever revisions we want to do now and send this forward to the PNB, partly because we're running out of our mandate, so to speak. I'm asking if there's any disagreement with that. Somebody wants to suggest some other procedure.
When is the PNB meeting? The 1st of December? Is that when they meet?
I believe they're meeting next weekend, but I can take a look just a moment.
Next weekend is Thanksgiving. I have a feeling they're not going to meet on Thanksgiving.
You're probably right, but they might.
If they meet on the 1st, then we have the 30th left.
Do you have the KPFTX agenda in front of you?
Well, yeah,
no.
I do. The PNB is meeting December 1st.
December 1st.
Okay.
Okay. And
we could have one more meeting 23rd, before the day before Thanksgiving, or the 30th, the day before the PNB, to last-minute polish, touch-up.
Well,
does anybody want to do that? I mean, the suggestion has been we do what we can tonight, and we forward it to the PNB.
Okay.
Yeah, if we might. I don't know. Maybe we could develop. I'm out of order, George.
Well, no one else is speaking, so you're all right.
Well, I'm a little bit. I'm sort of concerned that. On the one hand, there are two values here. On the one hand, we want to get something in before we lose our mandate or whatever. On the other hand, we also want to make sure we get the input from the PDs, you know. So I don't know. Maybe we ought to flush that out a little bit. And I know we already flushed it out last meeting. I don't know. I think it's obviously important to get the point of view of the PDs on all of this. Yeah, I don't know.
George?
Yes?
The last, Bernard had put a suggestion that the LSB meet with the PD and sit down and discuss areas of concern. We never do that, you know. That would be a good thing to put in.
Well, the program council is supposed to be resolving that to be the place where
right.
Nexus between the board and the listeners. So I don't want at this stage of the game to put in something else entirely.
Right.
Okay.
I have a couple of suggestions. Michael Novick speaking.
Yeah, Mark.
One, I think if we go ahead with this, we should provide for kind of a minority report to the PNB. I know I had strong objections, which I voiced again at the end of the last meeting after we came upon some problems with it, with the whole question of LSB membership on this body. I believe Bernard voiced strong objections to the override provision if people still want to maintain that. I don't know. But if people do, I think that those two, at least those two objections should be passed along to the PNB.
George?
Well, who's speaking?
Benito.
Good.
Yeah, I have a real strong objection to this idea of minority reports. I'm sorry. You know, we've been sitting here for at least four meetings, if I just off the top of my head, something like that. And we've gone over these issues time and again, and this, I'm sorry, Michael, but this objection that you have has been discussed several times and was voted on. And it was voted on again at the last meeting. And if we're going to send a report from the or a proposal from the committee, it is the proposal of the committee. And I think anybody can take for granted that there are always, minority opinions. And if individuals want to send their own individual point of view, that's on them, but to call it a minority report from the committee, I think, is another thing. We have a committee proposal. It's period.
Well, let me say that I'm kind of in favor of perhaps going over the two items that were contentious again to.
Hello?
George, you're breaking up.
But I think I'm kind of supportive of forwarding this to the PNB for two reasons. One is it's really their decision, and the kinds of things that we're talking about, such as the composition of the board and the whether or not the council has an override, are kind of things they're gonna flag and see for themselves anyway. It's gonna come up in discussion. So that's one thing. And the other is that the program directors can also make their opinion about it directly to the PNB, who again is really the people who have to make the decision. So I'm not too concerned about not having had their report first. If we'd had it, we might have been able to tweak this a bit. But my feeling is this is going to go to the PNB. The issue is going to be on the agenda. The question of whether we're going to have a PNB mandate to have program councils will be there, and they can, they'll decide to do what they want with it. But I don't think we have to get it perfect and a complete.
I don't think we have to get
over one more time and just see if we have agreement on some things that we've been disagreeing about. But I guess that's all I have to say about it. I think there's nothing much lost in forwarding this to the PNB right now, and something to be gained in getting it in a timely manner.
Okay,
So Nancy, did you want to speak, or anybody else want to speak about that?
Well, I did like that part where we said something about the program director meeting with LSB, the board. I thought that would be nice to put that in since, at KPFT, it would be nice, I think, if we could see the program director. I mean, not just the program council LSB people, but I mean the LSB board. But if it's too much trouble to put that in, never mind. Maybe next time. But I agree with you, George, what you just said. Get something out there. Let PNB, let them vote on this, see how what they think about the two-third override.
George.
Benito, go ahead.
I just want to say I support, what George is saying. It doesn't have to be perfect. Let's just get something out there for them to work with, and if you say that the PDs can weigh in, and of course at some point they're going to, then okay, cool, And again, Nancy, I think the whole idea of the program council is to provide the forum for that kind of discussion.
Yes.
And the majority of LSB don't really care about this anyway, I bet. For real.
So is there then a consensus that we'll do that? We'll send this forward to the any objection to that?
As long as it's is maintained as a draft, then I think some of those discussions will come up at the PNB.
Yes, for sure. And everything that comes out of committees is, it's subject to refinement, and they could send it back too. I mean, they could say, there is an issue here that you haven't even looked at. Take a look at it and tell us what you think. So I don't hear any objections. So let's do that. Let's forward this to PNB and to Arlene to put forward to the program directors on Tuesday.
We're discussing it further before we do that, right, tonight?
We could do that, sure.
Yes, because I think there are further issues to look at.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael. Is there any objection to discussing it further? I don't think there is, but...
No.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I have a concern about two things. One is in the part that we were just discussing about the override, and the other is, let me see if I can find the language again in front of me. I have so many different pages open here. In the second paragraph it says, implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PNB. And I don't believe the LSB actually determines programming policies, not in our mandate of powers.
It's supposed to.
No, we're supposed to review the programming policies that the station uses to make sure they're fairly and I can't remember the exact terminology, fairly applied, and you know, that the programming itself is consistent with the policies and with the mission. The PNC,
well, they were supposed to be setting policies, but I'll dig up the bylaws and we'll see what it's.
Yeah, I was just looking at them. Refresh my memory. It doesn't say defining programming policies. So that's one. The second one is in relation to the issue of the two-thirds override. We're in the process of hiring a permanent program director at KPFK, and so we've been looking at the job description. And the job description of the program director says specific responsibilities, supervised programming format, la, 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 la. Number four, make final programming decisions. So I think that it, people have been hired or are being hired on the basis that they make the final decisions, and now we're saying that they're being overridden. That was why I re-raised my objection, incidentally, about the first thing of the LSB being on there, because the LSB is supposed to evaluate the performance of the program director in relation to these things, and the LSB is also simultaneously involving itself with the work. I think it's problematic. That's why I re-raised it at the end of the last meeting.
It would certainly require rewriting the program director's job description, which the PNB can do if it wants to. You may not. I mean, do you want to move to remove that, or what do you want to do with that?
I'm not sure. It also says participate in the appeals process of the program council regarding evaluation and program changes, but it doesn't spell out anything about what that appeals process entails or what participation means. They are supposed to chair, under community relations, it says chair program council meetings.
Is on the program director's, you're getting that from the program director's job description at KPFK?
It's the Pacifica. Well, on the Pacifica website, it describes the job opportunities at KPFK and gives the job description for program director, which I think is not just the KPFK, it's the Pacifica Foundation description. You can find it on the, you know, if you click on jobs under the Pacifica website.
Again, I mean, the PNB can change that if they want.
Well, I guess I'm asking for advice. It's not clear to me how these things are. In other words, the program director obviously exists under the general manager. The general manager exists under the executive director. I'm not clear.
The executive director exists under the PNB.
Yes, I understand. That's what I'm saying. The LSB has the job of evaluating the performance of the program director based on the job description. It's not clear to me where the job description came from in the first place. Is that something that is a management document or is, or?
No, the for everybody that the PNB hires, the PNB creates the job description. I'm not sure where the program director's job description came from. Responsibility for it, it's certainly the responsibility of the PNB, but whether they actually did it or not, I don't know.
You know, I think Michael is right that because that was a part of the job description that I had, and I think it's pretty much the same, excuse me, throughout the network, that the program director is supposed to have the last say, you know, in making programs decisions, that he takes input from all of these various avenues, and then that person makes the final decision, which, as I mentioned last week, that it's hard to evaluate them if they're not going to be held accountable for the decisions that they make.
Right.
I share some of the same concerns that that Michael has. I'm one of the reasons why I keep emphasizing that this is just merely a draft is because I'm not sure how these things work. When the committee does something and they send it to the PMB, is it then assumed, whether it's a draft or not, that is the consensus of that it's just what the committee wants, or are they sending up a group of ideas for their consideration?
It's a recommendation coming from the committee, however, you know, strongly or not so strongly it was passed. It's put forth as that, as a recommendation from the committee. Sometimes it's put forth with a vote of the committee. We could do that if people want to. But it's by virtue of it coming out of the committee, it has a privileged place in the agenda for the PNB.
See, because I'm hoping that the discussion about a couple of things. One is that. Is this a monitoring committee or is it a management committee? Are they going to be making these decisions? Because once you start overriding, give the committee the authority to override, then they wind up becoming, or believing at least, that they are in fact the program directors. And they're going to, it doesn't matter what the program director says, that they have as long as they have the votes, they can override whatever decision that person makes, and that gets a little dicey as you move into the implementation of this.
Well, do you want to move Bernard to strike the part about the 2/3?
Yes.
Okay. So that's open. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, we could keep that 2/3 veto of dissension, and then if the program director does not agree or doesn't change, well, then a report could be made that a 2/3 vote of dissension of what the program director was doing would be sent to PNB or to executive director, or at least that much in there, so that the PD would be a little bit more careful what he would, you know, listen or not listen, instead of just cutting it off completely. At least he does still have the power, but there would be, you know, awareness of it, oversight.
George.
Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, frankly, I'm sort of concerned about the, I guess, program council or anyone overturning decisions of the PD. And the reason being that, well, let me put it another way. I think that we need to provide for two things. which I think we're trying to do, but maybe we need to tweak it some kind of way. I think on the one hand, we're trying to provide for some democratic control over the PD, or with regards to the work of the PD. And personally, I think that's legit. On the other hand, I think that we can't hamstring the PD in making professional decisions, and that's where I have this concern, and I think I see what Bernard is saying, and I've seen that at PFW, you know, and so that's my, obviously that's my frame of reference, but where you have, I think the concern is where you have listener members, especially more so than the programmer reps, trying to tell the PD what to do when they don't know nothing about programming. And I think personally that would be a tremendous mistake. On the other hand, again, I think that we need to provide for some kind of democratic control or oversight or whatever the word is. You know, and so maybe we could resolve this issue if we were to identify what are the kind of things that, or types of issues that the program council, well, we've tried to lay out what the program council would do. Maybe we need to lay out what, if any, are the kinds of issues that the program council could or could not override. And what kind of decisions, you know, could the program council override or not override?
Can I get on the stack?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I can live it. I think the obvious decisions that we're talking about are decisions to either carry or drop a program. The other one we talked about was changes to the schedule, I think, meaning the time that programs are carried. It sounds to me, though, that several people have objected to this override provision. So maybe we can try to work on that a little more. One possibility would be to say, you know, a two-thirds vote of the program council could appeal the decision of the program director to the general manager or something like that. I don't know. I wanted to go back again, however, because I'm looking at the draft as you submitted, George, and there was language changes that were made last time that are not in there. So I'm very concerned about that. In that second paragraph or third paragraph,
Before we get to that, can we deal with this, the issue of the override first?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't hear any strong support for leaving it in there. Nancy suggests.
I want it in.
I'm sorry.
Yes, well, I wanted it still in there.
You were suggesting it in a modified form that it was. Mm-hmm. It was gonna. You would somehow, if two thirds of the program council wanted to, they would report the issue to the PNB. Was that your suggestion?
Yes, PNB or PNB and ED. Who? Anyway, some kind of oversight to have.
It should probably be the ED, I would think. Yeah, or the general manager. And Michael was suggesting the general manager, but sort of as a possibility.
I mean, that's the chain of command, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
George.
Yeah, Benito.
Maybe we could establish a procedure where the program council could first go to the GM, but if they're not satisfied, then go to the ED and or the PMB, so that the PMB remains the ultimate authority. But, you know, a PD could try to do something or might be, you know, in agreement with the program council, and it's the GM that wants to do something else. And, you know, I mean, my boss says, I got to do this. Well, I guess that's what I'm going to do, regardless of what I think.
Well, we can't fix that.
Well, that's why I'm saying, exactly. So that's why I'm saying that maybe there has to be an appeal process that would ultimately go to the PMB if necessary, but would start with the GM. Or start with the PD and then the GM, whatever, you know. But in the end... All right. My last point, again, is that I think it would be helpful if we would stipulate or identify what types of decisions are we talking about. And I know, Michael, I think you spoke to that. Are we all in agreement? Maybe you could repeat that, and if we're in agreement, we could move on or something.
Well, I think the decisions, like I said, were the decisions to carry or drop a program or change its time.
And also mission compliant.
Yeah, but I'm saying... Yeah, if you drop a program, you're saying it's either not mission compliant, or you, if you object to adding a program, it's because it's not mission compliant or not quality, but not consistent with quality.
George.
Go ahead, Benito.
Well, if those are the three issues, then I would suggest that the role of the program council would have to do with mission compliance. And, you know, these other types of issues as to, well, I mean, if you drop a program for mission compliance, that's one thing. But if you drop a program because it stinks, I mean, straight up, it stinks, people don't listen to it, it don't bring in no money, you know, it don't bring in no listeners, it's losing listeners, I mean, that's the decision that has to be left to a professional, not a committee. And the same thing with schedule changes. I know that we all I'm almost finished. I know that we would all like to be involved and have some influence over, you know, what time our favorite programs come on and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but the bottom line is, hopefully, the PD is making these decisions based on, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if we should use the word arbitron, but some type of, you know, objective, you know, criteria, you know, and it's the expert or the professional that knows these things and not, you know, people like me.
Nancy on the stack.
Good, Nancy.
Well, I think people like us or people like me still have a need to have a way to express, even though they may not be so have so much professional experience, but like there is an example that we have at our KPFT, a show that is costing more to play than bringing in donations. I mean, it costs a lot. And it's at a very busy time of the morning that it will have people listening, whether they're listening or not. They're not paying anything. So maybe some other ulterior reason that we don't know of for sure, but we still have a right, I think, the program council should have a right to express their veto or their derision being against, and then put an appeal. I think we still have that. We should keep that right to express ourselves.
Well, I wasn't disagreeing with that, Nancy.
Okay, okay.
So but it seems to me that there's no real consensus here. There's no authority to keep in a firm override where the program council actually has the power of the program director if they choose to exercise it. It sounds to me like there's still some sense that beyond basically requiring the program director to respond in public to when he disagrees with the program council and essentially by doing that pay whatever political cost is involved, if there is one, at least that's good. What he's doing in public. It sounds like there's some thought of maybe making some kind of appeal to the GM or even go up to the executive director in that event. Would people speak to that, whether they want to put that in? Because I think it's clear that we're not going to leave in the two-thirds override as it stands.
A two-thirds objection. How about that?
Well, but then what happens is the question.
Then it goes to an appeal to the PD first and the GM and then to the ED and the PMB.
Okay, can I speak to that, Michael Novick?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so again, at the very start of this, we defined this as a management committee. So I think we have to follow the route of the management. I think if we are appealing it, it would be to the GM. I'm concerned about both involving the ED in program decisions at individual stations, because I think that exceeds the authority of the ED. And I'm concerned with having the PNB delving into that for the same reason. So I think that we have to live within the construct of what the station is. Personally, I would like to see a collective program council that makes decisions for the station, but that's not the current world in which we are. There's FCC requirements and a management system that we've set up and so on and so forth. So, however, on the question of what the override can be about, I do think the question of scheduling is important, and it's not because meddling with when I think my favorite program should be consistently at KPFK, which is the only thing I can speak about with knowledge. There have been extremely controversial decisions made by the interim program director about the scheduling of programs. For example, there was a half-hour bilingual news program every morning, which got moved to a late night to accommodate another programmer who wanted to get that time back. Most of the African-American-oriented programming was shifted to Saturday. The time periods were cut on many different programs. So those are hot issues that, people want to weigh in on in some way, shape, or form that, in my mind, do speak to, the mission and fulfillment of the mission, but they're not just about whether a program is carried or dropped. It is a question of when the program is on, how often it's on, what time, how much time it's on for. Those are all important questions that you do want to have listener and volunteer input on.
I agree with you, Michael. And my feeling is that when we, if we don't have a hard, fast, override, we don't have to worry about being very specific about what people take up as issues. I would like to support the suggestion that by two-thirds, if the PD and the program council can't agree, that the program council can ask the GM to step in and make a decision. He can choose to do that or not do that, but it's sort of whatever the politics of the situation are, it requires then that the general manager be involved in it. So it's sort of honoring the fact that it's a management committee. It's honoring the chain of command, but it also gives the program council a chance to make a bigger stink about this if they want to, and force the general manager to come down one side or the other on it.
Nancy.
And Benito. And Benito.
Yeah, and after the GM, are you finished, George?
Yes.
Okay, and after the GM, the two-thirds resolution, which is in group, can also go to the PNB Programming Committee and then to the ED and the PNB? Would that be?
I wasn't making that suggestion, Nancy, but if you want to, you can.
Yes, I want to make that decision. And this is not like an override. It's not that harsh, but it just shows the expression. It allows somebody, and then more oversight of the expression. Because if it just stops at the GM, then we're in the same situation. And I think it's I think we should start the PNB and should start being more aware of the other the station's programming, and we should be all kind of learning more of all our different problems instead of being five separate stations with separate problems that nobody else knows about. I think we should be, instead of, I know Bernard was saying we shouldn't bother the other higher-ups of PNB, but I think they should be more involved. We've got to do something different than what we're doing now. Okay, back to you. Go ahead.
Joe, go ahead.
Well, I just want to agree with what Nancy said the first time, what Michael said, what George said, and what Nancy said the second time. You know, but and specifically, I think y'all have really cleared this up now. And my only concern is that we nail it down in terms of what the procedure is. And so I would agree with Nancy. Let's bring it up to the PMB level if necessary. And Michael, even though I think I understand what you're saying, if we started out saying that this is a management committee, then we should leave it like that, which means the buck stops with the ED. However, the PMB is over the ED. I don't think there's a contradiction there, in that sense. And I also think that although the program councils are management committees, as we envision them, they also are composed of staff, LSB, and listeners. And so there we have a governance element in it as well. I don't think that's a contradiction.
Right, that's the difference between that question.
I hear two suggestions. One that kind of began with you, Michael, and I've sort of affirmed it, which is that there appeal be possible to the general manager. And then another suggestion that appeal be possible not only to the general manager, but beyond the general manager to the ED and, if necessary, to the PMB. Is there a consensus that there should be an appeal to the general manager with a two-thirds vote if necessary? Is there any objection to that? And we can talk about whether we go higher than that or not.
A point of clarification?
Yeah.
First of all, I think if we're going to do that, each step should be a separate vote. Second, are we saying that the point of an appeal to me is that you think the next body you appeal to can still override the decision? Are we proposing that we think the ED can override the decision of the management of a particular station about a particular show?
I was trying to put that question off for a bit and see if we had agreement on the general manager, an appeal to the general manager who clearly has the power to override.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm hearing no objection to that part. So then let's talk about the rest of it, which is appeal to the executive director and then to the PNB. So I gather that's Nancy's and Benito's suggestion for what to do if the general manager doesn't agree with the program council.
Okay, George?
Benito, yeah?
I would simply say that I think Michael brings up a good point in terms of whether or not the ED should be involved in those kind of decisions at the station level. And so I would propose to eliminate the ED and just have if the program council is not satisfied with the GM or the GM's decision, in that case it should go to the PMB programming committee and then on to the full PMB if necessary.
Oh, I second that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anybody want
to same question. The point of an appeal to me is that you think somebody has the power to override what you're appealing.
Precisely.
So are we saying that the PNB or the PNB Programming Committee can override a decision about what show should be aired at a particular station? If we're not, there's no point to the appeal.
Right.
I have to agree with Michael. We don't, as a committee of the PNB, we do not have the power of the PNB. We cannot override anybody on anything. So if you wanted to make such an appeal, it would have to be to the PNB. It can't be to this committee.
George?
Yeah.
I only suggested that as a procedure. I took for granted that the PNB Programming Committee can't make these decisions on its own, but it just seemed to me that it would be, that it would be the logical place for the Program Council to go. And after the PNB Programming Committee reviewed the issue, they could suggest something one way or the other to the PMB. And then, of course, if the Program Council should still, if it don't like what the PMB Programming Committee, has to say, and the ultimate appeal is the PMB.
I have an alternate suggestion.
Okay. Yeah, Michael.
I think the logical appeal from the general manager is to the local station board. The local station board has both supervisory authority over the evaluation of the program director and the ability to make recommendations for the removal of a general manager. So I'm very reluctant to have the whole national board or management interfering in decisions at a local station. I'm sympathetic to the idea that we should be aware of what's happening at the stations, but the level of messing around with the the governance and management and micromanaging individual stations, I think is a really bad road to go on. So the local station board has the existing power to evaluate whether program decisions are fair and commission. And I don't think we should be assigning powers that are not